a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. South Dakota Senate will come to order, and thank you for your patience. We had a committee run over and working on some other paperwork to make this day hopefully go smoother in session. So we welcome you, and today we're blessed to have Tom Christensen. Pastor Christensen is pastor of the Hope Lutheran Church in Huron, and that's Senator White's pastor when he decides to show up for church. And we have also, it's just beautiful here, we have Paul Christensen, who's sponsored by Senator White, is Pastor Christensen's son, and Paul will be leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance, both from the tremendous city of Huron.
Shall we pray? Most holy God, you are the source of all goodness and grace. We praise you for your guiding spirit, which is ever in accordance with your holy word. We bless you for the abundant gifts that you have granted to us and ask that you would work your work in us, that we might be good stewards of all those gifts for the good of all your people, for those who serve in the uniform of our nation, to include especially those from the South Dakota Guard and Reserve who are deployed around the world. We pray for your hedge of protection as they defend our nation's liberties and seek to be agents of your abiding peace. For these elected leaders in this body, we ask that you would fill them with your wisdom, that their wills may be bowed to yours. May they seek to serve with integrity and decency, that all they say and do might be a faithful witness to you who is above all and in all. For we pray this in the gracious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Ewing, Furrick, Heineman, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Johnston, Jones, Kirkaby, Krebs, Lederman, Lucas, Maher, Monroe, Nordstrup, Olson, Umdahl, Otten, Peters, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Soholt, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, Welke, White. Mr. President, quorum present.
Approval of our journal, ma'am.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 31st day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. This late breaking news, thank you for bringing it up here. Well, thank you. I do like my tie as well. Thanks. That's nice. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen who are watching both physically here and online. It's a privilege to have you here, our last day this week of the legislative session. I believe we have the Freeman Schmeckfest representatives. Are they behind me? Is that correct? Would you all please stand? If you have not had the opportunity to come to the great city of Freeman and enjoy the Schmeckfest, you have to change your schedule because it is amazing. And Senators Hunhoff and Van Gerpen would like to welcome and do welcome on behalf of the Senate and from their great area the Freeman Schmeckfest representatives. We have Mayor Tom Sorensen and Freeman City Administrator Dennis Nelson and the Tourism Coordinator Stacy Waltner, and Joyce Gehring was here playing the piano, and it was beautiful piano playing. We also have Louis Roman, who somehow got on the wrong bus. Louis thought, he said that we were going to have check days, and instead he's here for Schmeckfest, but they trade off. They're in our communities down in that part of the world, like yours, everyone goes and supports each other's communities. And so, and Frank Klocek's here too. And on behalf of all of these people, let's give a great round of applause. Come to Freeman on March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. Schmeckfest!
I'm back.
And it's actually, the food is good for your heart. It's heart healthy food. I love it. See, Joyce,
yes.
You know, you're pretty talented. You know that? It was beautiful music down there. Okay. Another round of applause for that. Was very peaceful. Oh, no, personal privilege. Yes, please. Absolutely, Phil. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like the body to welcome for the first time my lovely bride of 25 years and a six-year cancer survivor, Janet Jensen.
Janet, hey! Before we do our pages, looks like Karen has a number of people up here giving a tour. Where are you from? Oh, that's right, out of Rapid City. Thank you for phoning a friend. Welcome from Rapid City on behalf of your Rapid City senators, who you know. We've got all of them here, and we're just privileged that you're here. So, Calvary, welcome. Okay, any other personal privileges? It's especially good to have Janet here. You're looking great. Is there somebody else up there? Okay, we'll go through. We have right now, especially for the young people, we're just doing some initial housekeeping items, and then you may want to hang around because we're going to thank our pages here after we have a paramedic come and help us. No, we're good. Who is it? I don't have it, so. I don't have it. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. We have one paramedic. We're going to start to do a little business here and introduce some other folks while we're here. Go ahead, Madam Secretary, and let's get to reports of standing committees. These were committees that met today and we're reporting out.
You're not busy enough in the House?
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 674, 83, 96, 115, 119, 130, 145, 156, and 227 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully, Corey Brown. The Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1198 and recommends due pass and House Bills 1204 and 1213, which were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mark Johnston, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1151, recommends due pass consent, and House Bills 1130 and 1171, and recommends due pass as they are amended. Craig Teason, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1123 and recommends due pass, and House Bills 1124, 1149, 1152, 1167, 1246 and recommends due pass consent, and House Bill 1168 and recommends due pass as amended. Chantel Krebs, Chair.
A couple of other welcomes on behalf of Senator Brown and on behalf of Carolyn Jorgensen, who almost gave her life for this. We're all in service here. We'd like to welcome from Edmond Central all the students here from Edmond Central and Mike Faw. Is that correct? Your teacher coming to visit. Welcome. Stand and we'll have massive applause. Carolyn, sit. We also are incredibly privileged to have with us serving as doctor of the day. That's a physician who's given time away from her practice and her family and home and her partners are covering for her, and so we really appreciate it, especially because she's a good friend of a number of us in the Southeast, but many people. She's a talented surgeon who's recognized actually throughout the nation as one of the best in breast surgery, and her cancer advocacy was recognized by the First Lady for her activities in cancer awareness, but also the service that you provide to have survivors like we've seen and that you've taken care of. Dr. Mary Milroy. Thank you, Doctor. Okay, next item is messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bill 6, 7483, 115, 119, 130, and 227, which have passed the House without change. Also, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 34, 44, 84, 147, 174, and 198, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has concurred in Senate amendments to House Bill 1048 and 1058. Also, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Representatives Vercio, Duval, and Ring as the Committee of Three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses on Senate Bill 151. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Okay, all of our pages, front and center. Let's look dapper. Make sure your bow ties are straight for those that had a weak moment and put one on. Okay. Now, it's great to see you all, and I appreciate that, but you need to turn around to the people that you actually work with and who sponsored you. So, no, all the way around, all the way in front here, so the cameras can get you. Keep going till you get to Fort Pier. Keep going. Okay, right there. Let's center yourselves. What a great looking group. Okay, stand by for news, Madam Secretary.
Senator Umdahl moves that the Senate page Resolution 4 be adopted.
Is there comments on that motion? Senator Umdahl.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. Senator Welke and I are honored to present to the pages with their certificates in appreciation for the great service to the South Dakota Senate. We hope you all have enjoyed your time with us, and we hope you value your experience here. We wish you well and success in your future.
Senator Welke, you want to say some words? That's kind of unusual. Are you sure? Are you running a fever, or what's going on? Any further remarks? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Yes.
Buell. Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs. Excused. Heineman.
Aye.
Pauline.
Yee-hee. That's what they asked me to say.
So that's an aye. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
That's debatable.
And that's an aye. Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton. Excused. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Young men and women, thank you for your service, and more importantly, continue, because you're here for that reason. Something touched involved you to want to be of service, and hopefully we'll see you in that capacity as you grow old and also take care of others. It is a privilege to have you here serving your state, but especially the Senate. Senator Romdahl's motion, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members of the Senate-elect, unanimous, is hereby declared carried. Congratulations.
Mr. President, Mr. President.
Do you hear something? I'm not sure I hear. Senator Adelstein.
This would be an appropriate time for a personal privilege announcement, if I may.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure it's appropriate, but you think so.
I wouldn't touch that.
Yes.
Paige Kristen Willman had a friend, Lexi Antoine, who's a house page. And Lexi, as she was going through the Capitol,
this is not interesting.
Found a small buffalo who had gotten lost. And when she talked to that little buffalo, asked him what his name was, and he told Lexi that the name was Stan. So Lexi and Kristen thought that he probably was a descendant, because just like me, he can't speak at all. So I want to introduce you to the little buffalo Stan that came from Lexi Antoine with Kristen's help to find me. So
that's
I thought
great.
You all would want to know little Stan, who will not say a single word.
No.
Just
no,
like
that's...
Yes, Stan. Thank you, Mr. President.
Stan is pretty quiet. That's... Paul and Adrian, Alexandra, Kristen, Kelsey, Megan, Marie, Jenna, Kevin, and Kristen, thank you so much for your service. Now go get me a pop, will you? Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. We will continue with motions and resolutions. What we have now, especially for the students, is there are bills that had passed. The Senate went over to the House. They made amendments, and the sponsors over here need to instruct or ask the Senate whether or not we agree with those amendments, whether we're not ready to handle that by deferral, or if there needs to be a committee assigned because the Senate does not agree with those amendments and they need to get into a negotiation committee called a conference committee. Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senate Bill 1, an act to revise the provisions regarding plugging and performance bonds for oil and gas wells and to repeal the supplemental restoration bond requirement. Senator Maher moves the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senator.
Comments on that motion. Senator Maher, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Senate Bill 1 came through here, and it was out of the oil and gas study that came this summer. But when we got over to the House, we realized we had some other individuals that were in this industry come forward, and they asked for a staggered tier of the bonding requirements, and that's what we've added in, and everyone seems to be in agreement with it. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further remarks? This is final passage, so it'll be a roll call vote. The question before the Senate is Senator Maher's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 1. Those in favor of concurring will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs. Excused. Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston. Jones.
Aye.
Kirkby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sohold.
Aye.
Sutton, excused. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Van Gerpen. Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Van Gerpen. Mr. President, there are ayes 32, excused 3.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Maher's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 1, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The amendments are concurred, and Senate Bill 1 passes.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 5 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the difference between the two houses.
Comments on that motion. Senator Olson, good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. As you'll recall, Senate Bill 5 was one of the three bills in our package for the higher education, post-secondary education task force that we had this summer. There's some minor changes made in the House, and I want to make sure that they were just minor. So I'd ask for you to appoint a conference committee so we can work those out.
Thank you very much. Further remarks? This is not final action, again, especially for our students, so we'll do a voice vote. And there's an assignment of a committee of three members from here that has been made that I'll read. Scheduling will take later. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Olson's motion that the Senate do not concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 5 and appoint a committee. Those in favor of not concurring signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce that such committee is comprised of Senators Olson, White, and Lucas. Olson, White, and Lucas.
Senator Thiessen moves that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 39 and that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to adjust the difference between the two houses.
Comments on that motion? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. That was an Attorney General's bill that failed to get amended in the Senate, but the opponents succeeded in amending it in the House, so we need to get together and see if we can work out the differences. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is Senator Thiessen's motion that the Senate do not concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 39. Those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce the members of the committee are Senators Thiessen, Valley, and Welke. Thiessen, Valley, Welke. They'll be playing tonight at the Ramcota starting at 7.
Senator Maher moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 80.
We're going to do a four. Comments on that motion? We'll be at ease.
Mr. President, over here.
There you are.
Sorry, I got...
It's okay.
I got to stand up here on my tiptoes.
Senator Maher.
Senate Bill 80. That went through here on consent calendar, and it's dealing with the impact aid accounting for the impact aid schools of the district. And once it went through the Senate, we got over to the House and realized the federal law had actually changed. And so we are simply updating Senate Bill 80 with the updates of the federal law requirements. So it's all concise and consistent with what the feds are doing for the accounting of this Monday for our K-12 schools. So thank you,
sir. Further remarks? This is final action. So the question before the Senate is Senator Maher's motion that the Senate do concur and House amendments to Senate Bill 80. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs, excused. Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton. Excused. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Thank you, ma'am. Question, Senator Maher's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 80, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and such amendments are concurred in, and Senate Bill 80 is so passed.
Senator Peters moves that Senate Bill 120, consideration of House amendments, be deferred to Monday, March 4th, 33rd legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Hunhoff moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 71.
Comments on that motion. Senator Hunhoff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you, and members of the Senate. This was the bill that I just asked to change on the institution. This bill is for allowing registration of higher education universities so that students can receive aid. Secretary of State brought this amendment to the House committee in that there are now out-of-state schools, University of North Dakota, that doesn't meet the criteria but wants to be listed on our registry so that South Dakota students that are going to North Dakota could be eligible. So it just expands the list of criteria that out-of-state student or out-of-state schools could register on the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hunhoff. Further remarks? This is final action. Therefore, the question before the Senate is Senator Hunhoff's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 71. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs, excused. Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Holeen votes aye.
Roden votes
aye.
Soholt. Aye.
Sutton. Excused. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
It's Senator Hunoff's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 71, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The House amendments are concurred in, and Senate Bill 71 does pass.
Senator Olson moves that House Bill 1237 be placed to precede House Bill 1030 on today's calendar.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We have... Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Local Government on House Bill 1085 as found on page 593 of the Senate Journal. Also appropriations on House Bill 1096 as found on page 593. Also appropriations on House Bill 1050 as found on page 593. Also Health and Human Services on House Bill 1233 as found on page 596. Also State Affairs on House Bill 1045 as found on page 597. And also State Affairs on House Bill 1098 as found on page 597 be adopted.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Our next item is what we call the consent calendar. Those are bills that have come out of committee unanimously yesterday, actually, and they, by committee, are put on this calendar so they're not debatable. It's for efficiency purposes. You know, we have quite a few bills. They're non-controversial, but individuals can pull bills if they wish, and they would be debated then on Monday since we don't have any session. Do you have those lined up there? Any session tomorrow. We have one of those bills that is being pulled off, 1122, by Senator Brown, and that'll be debated. But questions, that'll be debated on Monday, but questions may be asked of the sponsors of these bills. We'll do them all at the same time, and then we'll get on to our debate calendar. Thank you for your patience. Madam Secretary.
House Bill 1120, an act to allow regional intergovernmental cooperation for sewer utilities and to provide for the establishment of rates and charges. House Bill 1056, an act to revise various trust and trust company provisions. House Bill 1170, an act to revise certain provisions for a secondary election if the candidates for the United States Senate, United States House of Representatives, or governor do not receive a sufficient percentage of the votes cast during a primary election. And House Bill 1209, an act to prohibit certain persons who fail to pay certain campaign finance-related penalties from running for office.
Thank you, ma'am. House Bills 1120, 1056, 1170, and 1209, having received second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bills 1120, 1056, 1170, and 1209. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs. Excused. Heineman.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Kirkaby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton. Excused. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you, ma'am. House Bills 1120, 1056, 1170, and 1209, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are all hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of these titles? Titles are approved then. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have two bills today on our debate calendar that we're taking, correct? I'm sorry, God bless you. Just one. I got some of that up here, too. Pretty powerful. Okay, just one bill. Bent, and that's 1237. Thank you. Madam Secretary, will you please call the bill?
House Bill 1237, an act to revise certain provisions to abortion counseling.
Thank you, ma'am. House Bill 1237, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Heineman, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I rise in support of House Bill 1237. In the years that I've served in the legislature, which has almost been a decade, probably the most powerful and compelling testimony that I've heard from anyone is from the young women, and sometimes not so young women, who have had abortions and now live with a deep sense of regret and a profound sense of loss. Their message to us has always really been the same: if only I would have known. As one woman told me, eventually you do know. She said, you may know as you walk out of the clinic, or it may take weeks, months, years, sometimes decades, but she said, eventually the reality of what you've lost comes to you, and you do understand that great loss. House Bill 1237 is really a simple bill. It's simply saying, exclude weekends and holidays from the 72-hour waiting period that we've passed in previous legislation. It's really about making sure that women have reasonable access to vital information before they make a decision that may be the most profound decision of their life. As one young woman told me, she said, I needed everything to slow down. It was such a crisis. I needed the time to slow everything down. Over the years, most of our legislation in the last few years has really been about providing information to women. Some of us were here in 2005, and we passed House Bill 1166 that outlined what doctors who are performing abortions must include in an informed consent. We passed it really amid dire warnings that all of these provisions were certainly unconstitutional. However, in December of last year, the U.S. Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, including two full courts, two en banc courts, agreed with South Dakota and said that all the provisions of that law are constitutional, scientific facts, and it is in the interest of the pregnant moms that South Dakota requires abortion doctors to make the written disclosures contained in South Dakota's informed consent laws. You know, some of these provisions are very profound, and I'm just going to mention a couple, three of them. The first one, and I think we probably all remember this one, is that the abortion will terminate the life of a whole, separate, unique, living human being. As one young mom who had had an abortion said, you know, I knew that someday I was going to have a baby. She said, I just didn't realize that I already had that baby. Also, that the pregnant woman has an existing relationship with that unborn human being, and that's protected under the laws of the Constitution and the laws of the state of South Dakota. And that by having an abortion, that existing relationship with those constitutional rights is terminated. Among some of the other provisions were some of the descriptions of the medical risks, including depression, suicide, and many other things. When a woman hears these issues, hears these provisions, does she not deserve some time to really absorb this information and think through this? So we thought yes, and in 2011, our legislature passed House Bill 1217 to help ensure that a pregnant mom's decision to abort her child is truly voluntary, uncoerced, and informed. One piece of this measure was the requirement that there be a 72-hour waiting period between a pregnant mom's initial consultation with the abortion or the doctor performing the abortion and the actual abortion procedure. House Bill 1217 said, don't rush her into an abortion. Don't give her this information and immediately take her into the procedure room. Give her some time, at a minimum 72 hours, and provide her third-party counseling, so she can consider the termination of this relationship with her child and perhaps all of her other options. Which then brings us to House Bill 1237. House Bill 1237 simply states that when factoring that 72-hour wait period to schedule a counseling session with a licensed professional, weekends and holidays will be excluded from that calculation.
Why do we need that clarification? You know, honestly, we don't want anyone playing games with these young women's lives. When we pass legislation, we do it in good faith. We assume that all the parties are working in the best interests of the woman, and we hope that they sincerely want women to have the opportunity to understand all the ramifications of their choice and to make that choice voluntarily, uncoerced, and informed. Past experiences make us very wary. You know, Planned Parenthood has stated that they can comply with the 72-hour wait period. There was a question at first, and they filed a lawsuit, but they've backed away from that complaint, saying, yes, we can do this. This does not constitute an undue burden. They're going to bring in an abortion doctor 2 days a week. You know, it seems reasonable that, okay, Monday or Tuesday, they would do the original consultation with the woman, allowing those 2 business days or the 72 hours, if the woman decides to go ahead with the abortion procedure, schedule that for Thursday or Friday. Weekends honestly shouldn't be an issue, unless Planned Parenthood would decide to make it an issue. If it would happen, or what would happen if Planned Parenthood decides to do the consultation with the woman on a Friday and schedule all of those abortions, it might be 15 of them, maybe 20, maybe 25, on a Monday. And what if that becomes their normal practice? House Bill 1237 is simply saying, don't put all those pregnant women into the difficult position of trying to access the professional services of the pregnancy help centers, or maybe their personal physician, maybe a clergyman. Don't try to do this over a weekend. Her efforts to obtain the counseling cannot be frustrated by having that initial physician assessment session on a Friday with the abortion scheduled on a Monday. Don't make it more difficult for this woman to get that counseling session. Finally, the question is 72 hours with the exclusion of weekends and holidays, is that an unreasonable burden for this young woman? When you're talking about terminating her existing relationship with her child. You know, the only thing that really mirrors this in our statutes is the adoption. In the case of adoption, any birth parent who plans to petition the court for the voluntary termination of parental rights, first of all, must obtain counseling from a third party regarding the termination. The mandate of third-party counseling and the scope of the counseling in this regards is almost identical to our abortion law. The scope of the counseling is to ensure that the motivation to terminate parental rights is voluntary and without undue influence, to ensure that the parents know of the other alternatives and the resources available to them, to ensure that the parent understands the permanent consequences of their decision. Does that sound familiar? This counseling session, however, for adoption is not a 72-hour, it's 15 days at the minimum. The parent must meet with the counselor at a minimum of 15 days before they go to court to terminate that relationship. The termination of parental rights statutes dealing with counseling, the scope of counseling, the minimum time period, these are decade-old statutes, not anything new. They've been on our books for years. We have these decades-old laws on adoption and some of our newer ones on abortion because our state of South Dakota recognizes the precious, constitutionally protected, statutorily protected relationship between a parent and their child. House Bill 1237 simply says, give these young women who are in a crisis, who have a tremendous decision to make, time to make sure that their decision is truly informed and voluntary so that they don't have to say a year from now or perhaps even a lifetime from now, if only I would have known. I urge your support of House Bill 1237, and thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Heineman. Further remarks on House Bill 1237. Senator Buell, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. Well, members of the body, I'm not entirely sure we should be voting on this yet, as it only came out of committee yesterday, and I'm not sure we've had 72 hours to think about it. But I rise in opposition to this because I think this bill is, frankly, ridiculous on its face. Are we really messing with whether to count weekends and holidays in a waiting period? The original intent of this bill was supposed to be about giving women more time to think. I think the that has already been accomplished. And I don't think we need to be stooping to whether we're counting weekends or holidays in that thinking time. Don't be fooled into thinking this is more complicated than it really is. I think it's pretty simple. I think it's really whether 72 hours is 72 hours, or if we're going to get into the business of micromanaging, whether we're counting weekends and holidays and federal holidays and all of that. I don't think we need to be dealing with that. Aside from this bill at face value, this could put some serious barriers in between women's health care in terms of pregnant women who might need to end a pregnancy for a medical condition that might be an emergency. In those situations, time is absolutely of the essence, and this could create a potentially life-threatening situation, and I really do worry about that. Frankly, the people of South Dakota have voted on this twice. They've told us they don't want us spending our time doing their work thinking about this, and I urge the body to reject House Bill 1237.
Thank you, Senator Buell. Further remarks, Senator Welke.
I have a question for the sponsor.
Yes, sir. Senator, state your question, please.
And maybe I missed it, but does this include an emergency situation or procedure that is required for the health of the mother or in the case of a multiple pregnancy to save the other babies that might be involved?
Senator Heideman, do you wish to answer the question, ma'am?
I do, Mr. President.
Thank you.
And again, if a medical emergency, this does exclude the 72-hour, 1217 already had excluded the 72-hour wait period for a medical emergency. A woman who's got a medical emergency is already dealing with her personal physician, and again, that would be up to that situation and her physician. This excludes the medical emergency.
Senator Welke, you have the floor, sir. Further remarks, Senator Amdahl.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of this, and I'll tell you why. You look at somebody that's convicted of crime, and you're going to take their life, somebody capital punishment, and this really is about capital punishment, but it's about innocent life. And you're going to tell me 72 hours, you can't wait for that to think about it? I rise in support of this bill and the unborn. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Adelstein.
It's hard for me as a male, and perhaps even inappropriate, to speak to a woman's feelings. But as I have visited with women who have had this experience, it's the most difficult thing in their life. To suggest that a woman is unable to make a decision in 72 consecutive hours is to diminish their ability to think, and to suggest that somehow weekends and holidays have something to do with the difficulty of their decision. I've been asked by a significant number of people, probably in the reflection of the 65% of the South Dakotans that opposed restrictions on abortion in an election, I've been asked to remind my colleagues that to pass this further restriction on the rights of women to make a decision about their body is totally inappropriate. I urge you to resist this bill and show respect for the intelligence, decision-making ability, and maturity of women in a difficult situation. Let's not make that situation more difficult for more hours. Weekends and holidays have little to do with the problem faced by such a woman. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Adelstein. Further remarks on House Bill 1237. Any further remarks? Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, HB 1237 is in the best interest of mothers and their unborn children to make the proposed changes to the 72-hour wait period in our abortion statute. This change will provide mothers considering abortions greater access to pregnancy help centers and all the resources that they offer. You know, these help centers, these pregnancy care centers, they're not there to intimidate and to bully. They're there to love on you and your babies. So please support House Bill 1237. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Van Gerpen, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the body. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a decision. In life, we have minor decisions. We have huge decisions. Sometimes we have fatal decisions that we make. When I'm faced with a difficult decision, I get to the point where I try to seek out all the advice, the counsel from professionals, from parent, from spouse, from siblings. I want to gather as much data as I can to make that decision. After I've done that, my next step is I just need to think. I need to think. I need to dwell upon. I don't go out and buy a car without thinking about 3 or 4 days before buying that car, or buy a piece of ground without really thinking it through. But those are not fatal decisions. We are talking about a fatal, irrevocable decision. And that's why I think it's so important that we provide that these ladies have as much opportunity as needed to assemble the information, get the input, the counsel, and the advice, and then have time to think before they make this irrevocable decision. The pregnancy help centers provide a 24-hour hotline. Pregnancy tests, abortion information, ultrasound exams, medical and agency referrals, parenting classes. These are available to these people, these ladies. Give them the time to reach out to these folks. Ask for counsel and advice. And then make that decision. And that's what this bill is doing. Providing the time needed to make this irrevocable decision regarding living DNA and a heartbeat that begins within 18 days. I urge your support of this bill, House Bill 1237.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Rotten.
Thank you, Mr. President. Never did I think that I would get to stand before a Senate and get to address this issue. I do not, with all that is within me, question the heartache that one goes through to arrive at their decision whether to choose life or death. I think it is one of the most primal things that any human can ever go through. But I do want to bring us back to one thing that we do have in common, humanity. It's the one thing that bonds us together, the one thing that can move us on. But within this humanity, I just would like to bring us forward to just life. We all go out and work, drive our cars. We all know that it's very difficult sometimes even find employees that will work on Saturdays and Sundays. Just basic life. So that is what we're talking about here. And it is even tougher when we start getting into the aspect of looking at people that are just volunteering their time. Time is a very precious commodity that we have. It is part of our humanity. And so I would ask my fellow senators, just give pause. And I would ask you to support this bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1237. Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President. What we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is the time period to provide crisis counseling. Crisis counseling. And I submit to you that crisis counseling should be done sooner rather than later. And I think this bill is moving in the wrong direction. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1237. Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Heineman speaks? Senator Nordstrom.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why the rush? Why the rush to judgment? When you've got a decision this important, and most of the time you've got a young person making that decision, why won't you give that person as much time as possible? Why is there a rush to get to the decision on a decision that's going to affect the lives of many? I would ask for a yes vote. Thank you.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Senator Heineman speaks in rebuttal? Thank you, Senator Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Just one last comment. I appreciate all of the comments. I have to make one more thought. I have to thank all of the young women who have come over the many years where we've had discussions on abortion, who have had an abortion, who have come and publicly told their story. A few years ago, a lot of the women on the floor got to meet with some of these young women who maybe hadn't gotten to testify in committee, and we invited them to talk to us. And they told us their stories, and one of the things they said to us is, you have to speak for us. You have to tell our story. And so I appreciate them. I appreciate the courage that they have, and I appreciate the message that they continue to give us. So, again, for them and for all the people who are going to have to make a really tough decision in their lives, I would urge your support of House Bill 1237. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Heineman. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1237. Those in favor of passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
No.
Bagalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
No.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs. Excused. Heineman.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Jones.
No.
Kirkeby.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Lucas.
No.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Umdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Soholt.
No.
Sutton. Excused. Tiedemann.
No.
Thiessen.
No.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Welke.
No.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 24, nays 9, excused 2.
House Bill 1237, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is approved.
Senator Olson moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Monday, March 4th, the 33rd legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. President announces conference committee, and we'll go ahead and announce this now since it's Monday morning. For the record, ladies and gentlemen, conference committee meeting for Senate Bill 151 is Monday at 8 a.m., room 499. Senate Bill 151, room 499. That's Senators Valley, Krebs, and Frerichs. Valley, Krebs, and Frerichs, 8 a.m., Monday, March 4th, room 499, Senate Bill 151. Any other announcements? Senator Peters.
Good morning, Mr. President, two announcements, if I might.
Yes, ma'am.
First is we have Senate appropriations at 8 a.m. We've got a couple of bills that we'll have to dispose of, yes or no. And then also, kids voting. We have only heard from 15 to 35 members
We got a ways to go, folks, 15 out of 35 members. So if you don't see me after session today or you see Senator Kirkaby on Monday morning, please do so, or we'll have to send Senator Hunoff out after you. So you'll have to play ball, definitely. You're going to be added automatically to the roster, so I would anticipate to seeing some revenue. Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, I think it would be Senator Kirkaby, Senator Peters, Senator Hunoff that would come after. Right? I mean, it's just not.
Thank you, Mr. President. But I would assume that if the threat of playing ball, if you don't pay up, it should be enough.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, Monday morning, 8:30. Bring your ideas. Thanks. Bye. Thank
you. Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate State Affairs, one last meeting, Monday morning, 10 o'clock.
Senator Hunoff.
Thank you. Health and Human Services will meet on one bill on Monday at 10.
Any other committee announcements? Senator, there's an LG phone up here. It is for a Lieutenant Governor, LG, so it must be mine. Sir, whose might it be? Is this it? You know what? If you don't come and get it, my dear, Kirkaby will break your other arm.
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
Announcement.
Announcement, sir.
I'm just going to remind everyone that you should have had a little flyer on your desk about Monday evening. If you don't have anything going on, you're welcome to come over for supper at the with my two esteemed roommates who abandoned us already today. They invited you all, so you're more than welcome.
Cowboy party. Thanks. President signing an act to determine whether factors affecting productivity should be applied if the actual use of agricultural land does not correspond to the soil classification standards, Senate Bill 6. President is signing an act to require the forfeiture of preference points for certain hunting licenses upon conviction of unlawfully killing, destroying, taking, or possessing trophy animals. President signing an act to designate Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day as a working holiday. That's 83. President signing an act to exempt certain school districts from the requirement to reorganize due to low enrollment, 96. President signing an act to increase the commercial fertilizer inspection fee for purposes of fertilizer-related research and to create the Nutrient Research Education Council to promote such research, 115. President signing an act to ensure freedom of media coverage of high school activities, 119. President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning absentee voter. President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning absentee voting. That's 130. President signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning the content of annual property tax bill. That's 145. President signing an act to authorize ownership township boards to increase the front foot assessment for road maintenance, repairs, improvements, and to revise certain provisions regarding road districts established by townships. That's 156. And the president is signing an act to revise provisions relating to the possession of firearms on snowmobiles. That's 227. Any other announcements? Say, are the pages ready? Stand by. Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you to be quiet here for just a second, okay? Hush. Madam Secretary.
Senator Van Gerpen moves the Senate to now adjourn.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
We're still in session. We're adjourned.